Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to give my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? So you can listen on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray for them and for everyone they love and everyone and everything they care about. I pray as I do for each and every one of them every day that their lives be heaven on earth, for everything in their world to be just heavenly. And Father, I thank you. Thank you for your plan to make earth just like heaven. And I give you praise and glory through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, I Am Your Mirror. We begin in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Then Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Then Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. As I was praying today, these verses came to me, and as usual, I knew Father was trying to teach me something, so I read them over and over until he began speaking to me and asked me to write down his words and share them with you all. He said, My beloved ones, you are so dear to me and are really part of me, and soon you will understand this. I am your mirror. My son told you that he and I are one. As long as you look at yourselves, you will never understand this concept. You have to set your eyes upon me and my son and my spirit to understand these things. My son told the one that you call Philip that if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We are completely one. You are completely one with me also, but will never understand who you truly are until you stop looking at yourselves and look at me. You are changed from image to image and glory to glory as you behold your perfection in this mirror called me, and will understand who you are by observing your true self as you are in me. My loved ones, the perfect law of liberty reveals to you your true identity. You can't look at the strange mirrors the world tries to get you to stare into. The fallen imagination would try to get you to compare yourselves to others and distort the true image of who you are. You were made in my likeness and in my image, and how I long for the days when you truly believe it. As you take your eyes off the world and take your eyes off of yourselves and stare at the glory from whom you were born, you will see who you are. You are not who the world says you are. You are not who false religion tells you that you are. You are the children of God. Here is the good news. The truth is, as my son is, so are you in the world. You are holy and blameless and perfect in my eyes. You are seated in heavenly places above all and are blessed with every blessing. The only thing you need to do is believe this truth. Think of it this way. Suppose you were the king's child, but as a baby you were stolen and grew up believing you were the children of the ones who stole you. All the time you have the inheritance of the king, you have the king's name, but you live as a child of thieves and robbers. Did the truth about you change? Were you not always the king's child, even though you didn't believe it or didn't know it? This is what false religion has done to you. They kidnapped your belief system and programmed your mind to believe the lie. So what happens when you no longer believe their lie? What happens when you know for sure you are a child of the king? My loved ones, the great spiritual awakening is upon you. You are no longer willing to live as fallen ones when you know in your heart you are royalty. Your faith in this truth will grow and grow until it becomes more real than the lies you lived in, and you find the true freedom in the truth that you are my children. Those who have ruled over you for generations will no longer be able to sustain the lie, and the system of lies will collapse as the truth arises. The greatest days of your lives is ahead and not behind you. The days when you know who you are, and you will live just like you were told in the letter to the Philippians. You are not robbing me to call yourselves my equal. You will understand that you are God's from God, and you will use your power and position to serve each other in love, just as my son did. He and I are one, yet he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. It will be the same with you. As you awaken to unlimited power and might, you will use this power and might to change the world until everything on earth looks like heaven. So how do you awaken to this truth of your identity and know who you are? You do so by looking into the face of the one who loves you, the one who birthed you. You are spirit from my spirit. As you look at me, you discover you. So set your eyes and your mind and all your thoughts upon me, and everything that has attached itself to you that is not like me will fall away. Turn your eyes away from the world and from yourself and look at me. I am your mirror. And this is the end of the words he spoke to me earlier today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one. And I pray for each of you daily. Stay strong and be full of faith. There are wonderful days ahead.